USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the integrity of the Justice Department amid accusations Hunter Biden was given preferential treatment in his tax and gun case.
Senator Weiss had, in fact, more authority than a special counsel would have. He has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
The president's son recently agreed to plead guilty to a pair of tax-related misdemeanors and avoid jail time. A former IRS employee, however, told the House Ways and Means Committee the agency recommended additional felony tax charges against Biden, but the DOJ slow-walked the case. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. According to a defense official, the Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communications with the mothership on the surface. Shortly after its disappearance Sunday, the system detected what was likely the sound of an implosion. All five passengers on the Titan likely died instantaneously. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie is slamming former President Trump over his character.
And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. You can boo all you want.
While speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C., he said the former president is unwilling to take responsibility for his mistakes and faults, calling it a failure of leadership. Five former Memphis police officers charged with second-degree murder related to the death of Tyree Nichols appeared in court today. Nichols died 3 days after allegedly being beaten by officers during a traffic stop back in January. Two of the defendants have asked for separate trials, but no decisions regarding those requests have been made. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Over 7 million Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys have had plastic top fins that pose a risk of impalement, lacerations, and punctures. The manufacturing company has received 12 reports of kids being injured by falling or sitting on the full-size bath toys. The armorer from the set of Rust is facing new charges relating to the accidental death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is now being charged with tampering with evidence after prosecutors claim she transferred narcotics to someone the day of Hutchins' death in 2021. Gutierrez-Reed's lawyer says the accusations are both insulting and false. A Florida man is facing charges after allegedly leading police on a naked car chase. Michael Kastner has more.
Authorities say 22-year-old Stephen Peterson sped through Flagler County in an SUV on Wednesday and struck multiple vehicles, but he kept on driving. An officer tried to pull him over, but instead cops say he drove around the running track at an elementary school and then to the county landfill. Deputies caught up with Peterson, say he was only wearing socks and a piece of cloth tied around his waist, facing charges including fleeing and eluding, leaving the scene of a crash and trespassing on school grounds.
French basketball star Victor Wembanyama is the number one pick in the NBA draft. He was selected by San Antonio and called it a dream come true. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.